when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, good afternoon. That's not our regular music, but I will tell you just a second who we dedicated it to. You know, we get some mail every now and then, and some of our younger millennial friends tell us we're too hardcore here at Blood River Radio. We need to be easier. We need to be gentler and kinder. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're going to have Tiny Tim in here pretty soon as one of our main co-hosts. We're going to start playing the Little Mermaid for all the little snowflakes that have been telling us that we're just too hardcore. So anyway, that's what we did. We got that song in here. Tiny Tim himself was in the studio. He autographed that special album. It's an old album like they used to have before tapes even. So that's dedicated to all you snowflakes out there. 1958, yeah. Hey, fella. It's dedicated to all our snowflake friends out there, our little fragile little friends. They're so fragile. They just can't, the poor babies, they're 30, 35 years old. They just can't get away from mommy and daddy yet. So God bless you. Anyway, that's dedicated to you people. Now, people, we have a little outline here tonight. We have a surprise for you later, coming on later. Before I do anything, we're going to do a quick prayer. Lee, take it away. Do the prayer, fella.
Okay. Everybody, please bow your heads. Dear Father in heaven, please help the people in South Africa not to get persecuted from the tribal people and the oligarchs that back them up, and please help our prisoners here in the United States that were, especially all of them, especially those that were railroaded at the Charlottesville battle, and please help us to expose Zionism. And please help us to prevent war, foreign wars, and civil war. And please help us with this dilemma so we can find some way to get out of this mess we're getting into. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. I'd also like to ask the people to pray for us, pray for our radio show, pray that our show. I pray almost every day that God will help us to help him. God doesn't need us. He doesn't need our help. But we want to serve God with our radio show. We really do. That's my promise to you people. We're a Christian here. We're hardcore Christian. And if we can't please God, we're going to fail. You know, we're not out to please man. That's why I played that little song. Thanks, Sam. We told Sam 10 minutes before showtime, Sam fired that up for us, for our little fragile little snowflake buddies out there. Bless your heart. You know, during the Battle of the Iron Triangle, Battle of Hamburger Hill, things like that. We can't tell you people about stuff like that, about picking up guts off the ground and running in South Memphis from the blacks. We cannot possibly let you know that because your fragile little egos just cannot stand that. Anyway, I'm going to go to a quick outline right here. I'd like to thank our great donor, Ken E. from New York. He sent us in another donation. God bless him. I try to get him to talk, but you know, for obvious reasons, he can't speak. He can't talk because, you know, he would probably be outed. But thank you so much, Ken E., for your recent donation. He's donated several times before. Thank you so much. Without donations, we are not going to be able to survive. And by the way, people, I wish you people would send in people that haven't donated. If you think we're doing good, if you think we're you know, meritorious, please help us out. Stay on. All we ask is for airtime. That's all we ask. Also, I'd like to thank Buddy from Arkansas. Buddy did it again. Buddy is he really, really fires up my ego. He inspires me. In fact, Buddy sent me a letter. He sent me some other publications. He sent me the Barnes Review. I told you about that last week. He sent me another magazine that got a great article here in it. But he also, this letter here he sent me is golden. Okay, folks, people, in contrast to our little tiptoe through the tulips, here's what Buddy has to say. I'm telling you what, people, most of you people out there, including myself, you can't carry Buddy's dirty socks. The man, he's been in this war longer than I have. God bless him. What a man. What an absolute man. He's a great donor of ours. He's a great supporter, a great friend. He sent me this letter. I'm just going to read the last part of it. He says, Eddie, you're doing right on Blood River Radio. Just keep the gloves off. As the late, great Tom Anderson said, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And by God, Buddy's right. Silence is golden. And I promise you, Buddy, thank you so much, my dear friend. The damn gloves will stay off. And the only time I'll put other gloves on, it'll be when they're brass knuckles. It'll be like the ancient barbarian, like the Romans used. It's going to be brass knuckles with spikes on them to fight our godless enemy, our satanic-driven enemy. So I promise you that, Buddy. Thank you so much for sending me that letter. I'd also like to send, this is a different type of letter right here. This is an old one. I may have read this before, but I was going through my stuff in my safe, and I found this letter. Here's what it says. It says, Dear Pappy, thank you for everything you bring us on Saturday. The ice cream tasted so good. It's signed Belle. I call her Little Izzy. She's the daughter of James and Danny Edwards, the most precious child you've ever seen. When I used to be over there co-hosting with him every Saturday night, I would always bring those kids something. One time, Belle said, she told Danny, she says, hey, what do you think Pappy's going to bring us tonight? It's the light of my life. I wouldn't trade the love of a child to sit in audience with the King of England. Buddy also sent this too. This is a little clip. I'm going to mention this. It's got this little strip. It's got O.J. Simpson at the very top of the strip, and it says, I got away with two murders. The second strip immediately below O.J., it's got Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton laughing, just a horse laugh, man. It said, amateur. And the third clip, the third little photo says, it's got a picture of Hillary in a corpse being hauled out. It says, I don't care who you are. Nobody has 56 friends who have committed suicide. People, hold on to your seat. We'll be right back. I didn't finish the outline, but we will. And we're going to bring, Sam Bushman's going to come on in just a few minutes with Lee Cochran about an adventure he had last week. So hold on. We'll be right back.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, we're right back here. And I think I forgot to tell you the date, if you didn't know. It is November the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. And I forgot to, also I forgot to tell y'all, next week, that'll be the 30th of November, we're going to be playing a tape because Sam has this great appointment. He has to go to his son's wedding. And that's another story. It sounds like they're getting ready to get snowbound out there. But anyway, we're getting ready to bring him back. Lee had to leave the studio just a second. So as soon as Lee gets back, we're going to have Sam.
Maybe Lee's just too chicken for the hard-hitting talk.
Lee is big-time chicken. Yes, sir. Lee is big-time chicken for the hard-hitting talk.
Yeah, I got a wedding to go to, and normally I have all kinds of people that can fill in while I'm gone. And they can handle the boards when I'm even out of town. But in this case, since it is a family wedding, everybody that I know is going to be there. So I don't even have all the backup people that I normally have, five or six backup people that I can use to run the radio boards and stuff like that while I'm gone. But even they're gone. So that's kind of what the issue is.
Well, you know, we can use a break around here anyway, Sam, because I tell you what, a lot of people don't. How the hell Sam does what he does, I'll never know. You would not believe people. I know you've heard me say this before. The amount of work that goes into a radio show, the amount of work that goes into 2 hours, if you want to do an excellent job, I tell my people, and I'm not trying to be a tyrant, but I tell my people, I do not expect perfection, but I do expect excellence. I expect, and by excellence, I expect your best effort, because this show is a holy, it's a holy mission. It's a calling, and if you're really true, dyed-in-the-wool, Blood River Radio, you will give it your best shot. If you don't do it your best shot, if you do it shoddy, hey, hit the road. It's our way or the highway.
I'm just going to tiptoe through the loop of the tulips, Eddie.
Hey, well,
that's what I'm
going
to do, just tiptoe through the tulips there, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam did some tiptoeing last week. As a matter of fact, Sam, you had the, I'm gonna just introduce, this is Sam Bushman, people. I'm sure you recognize his voice. He is the owner, he's the big kahuna of Liberty News Radio. Without Sam, there would be no Blood River Radio, there'd be no Political Suspect, there would be no other 15 or 20 other shows that he produces and puts on the air every stinking day. And here I am complaining about doing our little two-hour show. Anyway, Sam had tried to put together something in his patriotic duty last week with some sheriffs. And so I'm going to go right to Sam and right to Lee. Take it away, Sam.
All right, before we kick it off with Lee, though, I just want to tell you guys about a radio show that I did earlier today. My show is 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, for some of the most hard-hitting talk you'll ever experience. I had a buddy of mine on the radio, and his name is Al Baldessaro. And Al Baldessaro is the New Hampshire, that's the live free or die state, right? He's the New Hampshire, one of the state reps there. He's in his seventh term, so he's been there for like 13 years, man. And this guy is hardcore. Now, here's the deal. He leads and is one of the leaders in Donald Trump's Veteran Affairs Division. I don't know if you know that. And he helped Donald Trump write the Veteran Affairs program that they've just implemented, okay? It's called the Veterans Choice Program, signed into law by Donald Trump last year, okay? And Al Baldessaro, this guy that I had on the radio with me, helped Donald write it. Well, believe it or not, then this veteran, this Marine of 23 years who helped write the plan, this New Hampshire state rep, Al Baldessaro, with Donald Trump, this poor Marine gets cancer, man. 2 times in a row. So he got diagnosed 2 times in a row with cancer, but he went to the new Veteran Affairs program that Donald put in place. And since that program has so much more flexibility, he didn't have to wait forever. They caught it in time. And now he's recovered and successful, and he wanted to come on Liberty Roundtable Live, man, and report that the program that Donald Trump, it's a testament to the changes to the veterans program that Donald did. So they worked on the program. Then this poor guy that worked on it gets sick and uses the program and comes on my radio program to testify that the changes work, and he's live and he's ready to rock and roll today. And just tremendous stuff from Al Baldessaro. Now, this is the guy that I met at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Eddie was too chicken to go with us, but me and James were down there.
Yes, it was.
And we were tearing it up, and Eddie was begging me not to go and stuff like that, and he was trying to shoestring tackle me, but I scampered away and ran for the touchdown. It was great. Anyway, we were there live, man. I was having CNN bring me water and stuff like that, and it was just tremendous. And I was right in the thick of it all, man, with all the big wigs and stuff. Milo Yiannopoulos was there, and all these different big wigs and governors and congressmen and senators and CNN and MSNBC, and I mean, everybody was there. I even walked in there and asked those CNN guys if I could sit down in their booth, man, because it was empty. And so I waltzed in there and sat up at the CNN desk, man, and I had a beard and stuff like that, and I got my picture taken sitting at the CNN desk, man. So I got that for keep time's sake. Anyways, I tell you all this, the CNN guys literally gave me water, man. They gave me a bottle of water, and I sat up there at the CNN desk, and so I can literally say CNN brought me water. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, we were there live, and I had Al Baldessaro sit down with us during that live event. Great interview then. And at that time, he said, you know, I think that Hillary ought to face the firing squad, is what he said. And everybody just freaked. I mean, they melted down right in the middle of the place. And the Secret Service went to Al and asked him about it. And all Al said was, hey, man, I never said any threats. I was just telling you from a constitutional opinion point of view, there you go. And, you know, sadly, Al might have been overstating the issue a little bit. You know, it's hard to, in America, you can't say things you're not. He ain't tiptoeing through the tulips, I'm telling you right now. Anyway, but I bring this up because this guy just said, hey, constitutionally speaking, when you literally sell 20% of our uranium to a foreign country like Russia, and when you literally have a body count list that no one has really investigated to your name to that degree, you know what? Al's not far off from saying, hey, we need a real redress of grievance going on here. Al's right about that. Anyway, the guy recovered from cancer, man, comes on my radio program to testify how well the new veterans program is working. How do you like that?
That's you couldn't make that up, Sam. You couldn't make that up. And by the way, you know, people, you know, the Hillary Clinton killing people, we just read we've got this clip here. It says, I don't care who you are. Nobody has 56 friends. These aren't enemies now. These are 56 friends who committed suicide. Nobody.
Hey, man, Hillary and Bill, I got friends everywhere. I'm just telling you right now. Now, here's what I'll say. Not only did we interview Al Baldessaro on that trip, we interviewed a bunch of governors and congressmen and senators and all kinds of people. We also interviewed, believe it or not, Jamie Kirchick. Is it Jamie or James? Kirchick. Anyway, this guy writes for Politico, man. And he came on the radio with me, and he had a great time, and we disagreed on just about everything. But we were polite and had a great time live at the Republican National Convention. At the end of the show, I said, hey, man, how'd you like the interview? He said, it was phenomenal. You're one of the best talk show hosts that I've ever been interviewed by. I said, would you come back? And he said, I would love to, Sam. Then, of course, through the mainstream press, he figured out I was supposedly a racist, and now he's chicken to come back.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There you have that, right?
Busted you, they outed you. You can't be a constitutionalist and be on, be on CNN for very long if they will sure kick you off if you're any type of patriot.
Yeah, anyway, so that was kind of interesting. But I forced Politico and everybody else to retract their lies about me now. They've had to print retractions, every one of them, from the New York Times to the Politico to all these people. So they write this article just last August about my buddy Al Baldessaro, and they didn't mention me a bit this time because they don't want me calling them every day forcing them to retract, you see. They don't want to talk about that.
And maybe even suing those suckers. You know, I'm not advocating any, I'm not saying I'm going to go, execute or put Hillary before a fire squad. But, treason, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and read the Constitution. Treason is the penalty can be, fire squad.
Yeah, and that's why Al Baldessaro said, listen, I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just telling you this is an opinion based on the supreme law of our land for high crimes and treason and misdemeanor and stuff. And so I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just quoting the Constitution. And so they left him alone and realized that he's not a threat. He's just making a serious constitutional point. Now, you know that Donald Trump literally said that Barack Obama was the founder of ISIS and Hillary was the co-founder. You know that, right?
Well, yes, I do. And you know what? He was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there's the music. What happened to our tiptoe through the tulips? Oh, well, people, there's the music. We're getting ready to go. We'll be right back, and we're going to pick this up. Sam and Lee, if we can get Lee out of the... I won't tell where Lee was. But anyway, people, we'll be right back in just a minute. Hold on to your seats.
This is a little different version of tiptoe.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced visit to Iraq in the highest level American trip since President Donald Trump ordered a pullback of U.S. forces in Syria 2 months ago. Flying in a C-17 military cargo jet to preserve the secrecy of the visit, Pence landed in Erbil to meet with Iraqi Kurdistan President Barzani. The visit was meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State group after the U.S. troops were pulled from northern Syria, leaving the Kurdish allies in neighboring Syria to face a bloody Turkish assault over the last month following the withdrawal. It was Pence's second trip to the region in 5 weeks. Trump deployed him on a whirlwind trip to Ankara, Turkey last month to negotiate a ceasefire after President Erdogan seized on the U.S. withdrawal to launch an assault on Kurdish forces. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump sounds off on the whistleblower that started the impeachment proceedings. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower, because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
The president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly two dozen championship collegiate teams. I'm Chris Barnes.
Boeing has settled about half of the lawsuits filed in federal court over the October 2018 crash of a 737 MAX jet off the coast of Indonesia. The company did not disclose terms of the settlement. This is USA Radio News.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
There you have it, Eddie. That's the Donald, my friend.
The Donald didn't hold back any, you know. I guess that the
I want to know how come these people aren't getting tossed in the clink if they're really the founder and co-founder of ISIS. We need to put those folks in Guantanamo Bay, buddy.
You know what? That's an excellent question. You know, I was cautiously optimistic about when the Donald was running for president back in 2016. I think you're probably even less optimistic than I was, Sam, because, you know, like people know, I'm 72 and a half, going on 73 now. I've seen a lot of politicians come and go. I've seen a lot of promises. And he promises to lock her up. He promised to bring the troops home, you know, but he's dead right. He's absolutely right. ISIS, what's that other one they call them? You know, Al-Qaeda, they're all the same. We've talked about on the Mujahideen back in, I think, back in the late 70s, the one and only Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Grice talked about. We used to have him on the show eons ago. He said that the Mujahideen was created by Western Intel, you know, the CIA. They were created in the British intelligence. They were created to help fight the Soviets when the Soviets came into Afghanistan. Well, later, the Mujahideen kind of morphed into the ISIS, and there's another one they call them with the Al-Nusra. They're all one and the same. They were created by Western intelligence and Israel. On this show once before, we talked about, did you know ISIS has never attacked Israel? Not one time. As a matter of fact, Benjamin Netanyahu, actually, you can go look this up. Don't take the Big E's word. Don't take Eddie's word. Go look it up. Benjamin Netanyahu said they had nothing against ISIS whatsoever. Nothing, because he said, ISIS has never attacked us. We don't have any beef with ISIS. ISIS is in there fighting. I tell you what they're doing, and I know everybody knows this. Listen to me. Sam knows it. Lee knows it. Matt knows it. ISIS is in there at the backing, supplied, trained by the Israeli intelligence, Israeli military, American military. They've been trained and equipped to go into places like Syria. Syria, which is it's not a radical Muslim nation. It is a the word escapes me right now. But did you know in Syria they protected the Christians. The Christians that were driven in out of Iraq and out of Iran, out of Libya, all these other places were having war. Christians that were driven out of their homelands, they've gone and taken refuge in Syria. And Assad has given them refuge. So Assad has Christians in his cabinet, his governmental cabinet. That's why, you know, and that's why it's lunacy to say that we need to attack, you know, we need to attack Libya and Assad. Assad has been fighting the enemy of the United States. ISIS is supposed to be the enemy of the United States. The Donald just said it. And they were. Yes, they were created by probably actually before Obama. But Obama supplied them. Help train them along with the Hillary.
Yeah, arms, training, and funding for sure. And here's what I find fascinating. They want to disarm us at home, but they want to arm. Whenever there's a problem in the world, you want to arm everybody to the teeth. They say that's the answer. But in America, when there's a problem, you want to disarm everybody. Donald promised that he would go ahead and, you know, get rid of the gun-free zones in the government schools first day. Listen to President Trump.
You know what a gun-free zone is to a sicko? That's bait. That's like gun-free zone. And then they walk in with whatever the hell they're carrying. And these five great soldiers, and
I'm telling you, one of them was one of the most highly awarded one. He was super shot. He's not allowed to have a gun. All five are killed instantaneously. And you have other cases. I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools, and you have to. And on military bases, my first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day. There's no more gun-free zones. I mean, think of it.
Come on, Donald.
A gun-free zone on a military base with some of the best soldiers we have, sitting there, relaxing, watching television, no gun, guy walks in, kills all of them, okay? That ends immediately.
I'm still waiting on the Donald, man.
You know, Sam, that where is the Donald? Where is there any way we can bring that Donald back? You know,
well,
that
here's what I think. I think Donald's doing his best. I really do. I just think the swamp is so deep and the criminals are so pervasive that you really, it's almost impossible to wrest the government from the deep state or the shadow government, whatever term you want to call it. And I think Donald's just surrounded by enemies and stuff like that. I'm surprised he's still there. He's done a lot of good, and I didn't think Donald would get as much done good as he has. And so I'm going to defend President Trump. He's accomplished a lot. He's got more people on the courts than anybody. He's been pro-life internationally. All the pro-life advocates are saying that his policy is significantly different. So I think in many ways, President Trump is trying.
You know, I think you're on trail. I'm going to make a comment.
It's easy to sit back an armchair quarterback, though, isn't it?
I'm telling you, the solution is we get people like your Marine buddy, Al Baldessaro, and me and these other vets and arm us to the teeth. And you know what? And have the Donald declare a national emergency, martial law, and let us go in there and just clean house in D.C. Give us the order. Give us our marching orders. And I guarantee, double damn to you, it will not take many ex-Marines and many ex-Army vets like myself. We could go in there. We clean that whole damn city out.
I get he's going to tiptoe through the tulips right down there in D.C., don't you think, Lee?
Yeah, I was just thinking, yeah. And also, I've read from Mike Adams that President Trump might have been, one of his food testers was poisoned. So,
that's right.
And so they were testing to see if he had any poisoning. So they're trying to bump him off, if you ask me. You can go to Mike Adams website.
I saw that myself, Lee.
Yeah.
You know, one more comment. You know, it's funny. What a coincidence. I was looking, I think, just yesterday. It says since like 1950, since they brought gun-free zones into the United States, it's something like 90% of all mass murders, mass shootings, have been in gun-free zones. And I'm going to tell you what really boils me over, makes my head explode. You take veterans, and I'm not saying veterans are special. You take my case, I was just drafted. People say, thank you for your service. I say, well, don't thank me. Thank the friggin' RAF board and thank Leavenworth Penitentiary. But, you know, I did it, you know. But have people go and risk their lives, risk limb, and get shot, come home. Your mind is screwed up forever. I don't care anybody that's been in the combat at any time. I don't care how tough you are. You are affected. But you come back home. You're over there toting a gun. You're dropping napalm on men and women and children that didn't even want you to be there. They had nothing to do with the war. And you're roasting civilians. And you're getting killed. You're getting shot at. And you're killing. And what you're doing it for? You're doing it for Goldman Sachs and the international Zionist banks. But when you come home, you can't even have a damn 22. You can't have a 22 pistol to defend yourself.
Well, and that's the problem. And on my show today, I said, here's what Donald needs to do. If he really wants to shake them up, and if Obama's really the founder of ISIS, right? Then I basically said, here's what we need to do. I said, Sam recommends to abolish the Education Department, the Federal Reserve, and the IRS. Just shut those three down. You want to send a shock across the bow of the deep state thugs? Hey, you take away the education system so they can't indoctrinate to socialism and communism anymore. You go ahead and shut down the Federal Reserve so they can't just run amok with unlimited fake money running around. And then you go ahead and shut down the IRS so they don't have the Gestapo arm of making everybody paranoid. Pretty soon, buddy, you'll start to see the light of freedom coming on. Pretty soon you'll start seeing daylight and running towards liberty like you wouldn't believe. But you got to get rid of the Education Department. You got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And you got to get rid of the IRS. And if you're not willing to do that, then, you know, we got a serious problem. Why would you get rid of those three, you might ask? Well, for the simple reason that they're unconstitutional and because they become weaponized tools of the swamp. That's why.
You're so right, Sam. You know,
just tiptoeing through the tulips there, Eddie.
Yeah, you got that right, Sam. You know, I used absurdity to illustrate the absurd. I told my wife, Brenda, I was going to go down to the city council, and I'm going to suggest that we start paying these chillens. We give them minimum wage to go to school. It's not enough that they go to school and get three hot meals a day. And they get all these, you know, they supply their goods for them, their books. They even had, listen, even last year, they were having to buy, hold your ears, people, I'm not trying to be vulgar, but last year, they were buying feminine hygiene products because these children in poor neighborhoods could not go to school without their feminine hygiene products, but they had their $1,000 I-10 cell phones. People, hold
hey,
on.
Man, Hunter right Biden back. Has a love child. He also got a special deal at the trough. Well, his dad was vice president. We'll tell you about that coming up, too. And then Lee.
Oh, we got to hit that when we come back.
Lee Center Stage.
Hang on to your seat, people.
Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network for live talk radio and informative, insightful podcasts at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a Socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Song is, we're getting ready to go back to a headline that the one and only Sam Bushman has pulled up for us. And we're going to play this headline and we're going to talk about something else.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Hunter Biden has a linked company that received $130 million of taxpayer money and special money checks came while his father was the vice president of the United States. And so they're going to run around when we got checks literally coming to his son for companies that he's involved in that he's not even qualified to be involved with. Literally, Joe Biden bragged about it at the time. And now they're attacking the Donald. The bottom line is Al Baldessaro nailed it on my program earlier today. Hey, these Democrats are above the law. And something's going to change to hold them accountable. And if it doesn't, this country's toast. Pretty bold statements, but pretty factual as well. Look, these guys are literally on the dole, literally above the law. There's no accountability at all. And who's going to hold them to account, Lee?
I don't know. They're outside the law, and I don't know. But this is the only show in America, and maybe in the world, that's telling it like it is.
But you're absolutely right, Sam. I'm going to tell you who. We covered this last week when you and Matt talked about the Constitution.
And me and old Matt were tiptoeing through the tulips, weren't we?
Well, I tell you, we were tiptoeing. I tell you, y'all were tiptoeing big time, man. Matt had his hot pink boxing shorts on. But, you know, I see that article you're talking about. This Burisma says, bombshell, the Ukraine indicts Burisma owner Hunter Biden for implicated soaking up to $16.5 million in the illicit scheme.
Yeah.
You know, what happened was the Ukrainian prime minister, he's the one that sicked the prosecutor on these people from Burisma. This Burisma was a company. It's a Ukrainian gas firm, Sam, that you were referring to that. They claimed that the money was the prime minister over there, whatever he has, said that the money was transferred to Biden and his associates as part of a criminal scheme. Let me ask you this, Sam. Then we'll go to Lee. Do you think also that's the this is a 2-part question. Are they on him so bad? On Clinton, they're trying to get the Donald out before all this corruption can come out of the Ukraine, exposing Biden, Hillary, Obama. And secondly, like we mentioned on this show before, Sam, do you think the servers are over there in Ukraine somewhere? These servers are lurking around over there somewhere with all this corruption on there and all of Hillary's emails. And it's also been inferred that Jeffrey Epstein, his emails, all of his information up there that can implicate all these movers and shakers like the prince in the United Kingdom, like these other politicians.
So do I think that they have the pay dirt for the scandals to connect all the dots between the perverts and Jeffrey Epstein and Bill and Hillary Clinton right on through to Barack Obama and right on down the list? Absolutely. Whether they will or not depends. Now, remember, you got to understand what Barack did. Remember, Barack sent a bunch of cash. Do you remember this?
Yes, yes.
All right. So Barack literally sent a bunch of cash, right? How do I say this? He literally sent a bunch of cash to the Iranians. And what I mean by that, it wasn't just like a cash payment. I mean, it was literally boatloads of money.
Yes, it was. I remember
okay?
that.
And, so when you look at that and you say Obama was the founder of ISIS and then he sends his big old boatload of cash over there. All right. I read an article about this earlier this week and it talked about they said, Trump is full of baloney. He's not accurate about this money. Da da da. And the headline screamed that. And then the first half of the story said that. But here's what the end of the story said. Are you ready? Trump has grounds to complain about the circumstances of the Obama $1.7 billion cash transaction. So they lie at the top and says he's out in the weeds on this claim and that claim. And then at the end they go, well, he's probably right about the $1.7 billion cash transaction from Barack to the Iranians, but people need to be going to prison for this stuff. And they need to go yesterday or the swamp's going to get the Donald.
And Sam, here's the solution. The solution is, we talked about it last, I'll say what you and Matt, you brought it up. The solution, it lies in we the people. No law, the Bible can't come out and take a sword and punish evildoers, you know, like it talks about in Romans 13. You know, if you're, Romans 13 says something like this, and that's probably one of the most misinterpreted scriptures in all the Bible. You know, if you're good, the government, you have no problems to worry the government. They would have laughed nowadays. But if you're an evildoer, beware, because the government beareth not the sword in vain. But you know what? The Bible can't do that. The Constitution cannot come out and grab people. It can't come out and wield a sword. The problem is, like you said last week, it's we the people will not get in the street. We'll watch the Super Bowl. We'll watch football game. We'll watch the rich and famous, these TV programs you talked about, Sam. But when all this endless corruption was going on, when us, we the people, the taxpayers, being bled white by this illegal outlaw.
Everybody's just tiptoeing through the tulips. They don't have any time for your craziness now there, Eddie.
You got that right. We need to get in the street. We need to march on Washington and
now, by the way, I tried to gather a bunch of sheriffs together in the state of Utah to sit down and talk about a solution going forward in there. So far, refusing to do it, sir.
Tell us about that, Sam.
I literally came up with this idea and said, hey, let's sit down with the sheriffs. We're going to have a train wreck in America. You got Antifa on one side. You got the, quote, Unite the Right on the other side. And they're going to go ahead and log our heads in the streets. And it's going to be anarchy in America. And then they're going to crack down and declare martial law. And we'll be off to the races for tyranny if we're not very careful. And so to avoid this upcoming Civil War train wreck, I made an offer to the sheriffs to sit down and discuss this and come up with solutions. If the people and the sheriffs could get together, we might be able to take county by county back the peace and work together, create sheriff's posses, and the good guys would stand together and uphold the rule of law and stop the federal government, stop the anarchists and the extremists on all sides of the aisles, Antifa and everybody else, and we might be able to keep the peace and create a plan going forward. And the sheriffs are like, I think you're just too radical. Can't do it. Well, don't want to sit down with you there.
What they meant to say, they were cowards.
Well, and if they say that I'm too radical, what's going to happen when it's in the streets, folks? I pray that it doesn't get that way, but I'm telling you, what's that event that you went to, Eddie? What's that called?
Let me see. I think it's the call. What's about the NOM?
No, the big fight in the streets that it occurred. You were there.
Oh, Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. I'm afraid that Charlottesville is nothing but a precursor to what we could expect all over the country. If we allow this to continue, eventually, and Ammon Bundy, my buddy, said this well. He said, hey, what are we to do? At some point, we're going to lose trust in the courts. I mean, they're just scandalous. Ammon Bundy sat behind bars for 2 years, and at the end, they said, well, you didn't do anything wrong. They tased his attorney in court, Marcus Mumford. They literally tased Marcus Mumford in court, people. Okay, then people are like, Sam, you should walk through the garden and the tulips and stuff on your tiptoes, buddy. I'm like, what are you talking about? This attorney just got tased in court for nothing. Okay, they held Ammon Bundy behind bars for 2 years. Now he's out and free. And the only thing that came down was the FBI and the Justice Department lied and perjured themselves and withheld exculpatory evidence on this thing. And Ammon Bundy goes free, but he lost 2 years of his life to these criminal thugs. Okay, and Ammon Bundy basically said, hey, you know what? At some point, we're going to lose faith in everything. We're going to lose faith in the fake money. We're going to lose fake money in the dishonest activist robe thug courts. We're going to lose faith in Congress. We're going to lose faith in the media. And then what's going to happen when it goes to the streets? Hey, there'll be nobody to protect these people. Now, I'm not predicting it as if I want it to happen. I'm trying to avoid it. So I tried to get with my sheriffs to talk about it and find a peaceful, you know, restorative solution going forward to build and restore trust and everything else. And I got shut down. So we will, as patriots, try everything. But if they continue to deny it, at some point, somebody's going to get a technical. Now, is that a polite way to put it there, gentlemen?
Well, I was just thinking, Sam, you might want to try that in another year, wait a month, and then try to get the sheriffs back.
I think we got to start giving out tulip technicals is what I think we should do. Hey, you got a tulip technical there for beating people's heads into the streets, you know.
Yeah, this is really a dilemma, but there is a new system. They call it proprietarianism, and there's this guy named, it's a grassroots solution from the right. His name is John Mark, and the guy who wrote proprietarianism is Kurt Doolittle, and I'm still studying.
I hope Doolittle does a lot. That's what I hope.
Kurt Doolittle. All right. Okay, wise guy. Yeah, that's good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know we're about to run out of time with this break, but some of the things we could do for solutions, if we could ever get the people to do it. First of all,
public
one of the biggest
banks,
things we could do. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, public banks, Eddie.
Yeah, that's right. We need to get rid of the banking system. We need to have county banks, statewide banks, state banks based on gold and silver. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Federal Reserve notes, all this stuff is not money that God intended. God gave us gold and silver for money. In fact, gold is mentioned all the way back in Genesis.
Don't dip your toe in the crypto.
Run that by me again, Sam.
Don't dip your toe in the crypto. Don't do it.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I think that's going to.
Got to keep those tulip toes for dancing. Come on now.
It has to be backed by gold and silver or the devil's money. Well, people, this is going to be one of the fastest hours we've ever had. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming on. You did a great job as usual. And thank you. Thank you.
Anytime, gentlemen. Godspeed.
Matt's going to call in. Matt and Lee is going to be running this next interview. We have a fella here. I got his name written down here. His name is Pat Shannon. He's coming on.
By the way, Pat's a good old friend of mine. Him and I used to report the Oklahoma City bombing scandal together.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, me and Pat are good old friends, man. He wrote a book called Everything I Ever Heard Was a Lie. Boy, is he spot on.
I got to get that book. And Lee's going to have to. Well, anyway, folks, it looks like we've run out of time at this break. We're going to transition into doing the JFK assassination because yesterday was the 46th anniversary.
Hey, Donald, ought to release all the classified information. Come on, Donald.
Yes, sir, Donald.
Come on, Donald. Amen, Donald. Do your thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Tiptoe.